Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
We have brand new Boston. Here you go. What was funny is that was for their second album, where they took 7 years. And now, 35 years later, how many albums did they make? I got to say, they got it. They got not working too hard down to a science.
I think they have four, maybe five.
Total. Would be the, let's see what it says. Boston's new album, Life, Love, and Hope, December 3rd on Frontiers Records. More than a decade in the making.
Yeah, because their third record was it was called Third Stage or Boston 3 or something like that. And that was pretty big. That was in the 80s.
Anyway, I like these guys. I actually know several of them, and Tom Schultz is one. And I made that song in, I don't know, like 1984.
So that's pushing 30 years
ago. I made the song like 30 years ago. Taunting them for how long they take to make an album. And today they come out with a new album that it took them 10 years to make.
And your song is still relevant.
Nothing's changed.
That's amazing.
I thought you whipped that out last night. That was just
yeah. So anyway, it's a sensitive thing because Brad Delp committed suicide. And you would wonder, how could a huge star, one of the really great high-pitched singers of rock and roll, a guy who, you know, could drive around for the rest of his life and hear himself on the radio. And if you've ever dreamed of being in a rock and roll band, that's as good as it gets. And plus money and women. But he, you know, obviously was very depressed. And they don't talk about it. And they do not talk about it in this new release. But they've been working on this album so long that he sings some of the songs.
Wow.
So that's kind of weird.
Who's the new singer?
Brad Delp and a prodigy Tommy DiCarlo, they say.
One of these YouTube guys?
Yeah, I would caution Tommy against hooking up with these guys. You're only going to make one record every 10 years.
Tommy's like, this is it.
Keep your day job.
Keep your day job.
I told Tommy.
There's also a girl who sings, not on the track we have this morning.
Yeah, Kimberly Dom.
Yeah, he used a few different singers.
Because, you know what, Brad Delp was seriously the only guy who could hit those high notes.
Remember last week we played that the naked vocal track of just his?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Do you still have his naked vocal?
If you give me 5 minutes, I find it.
It's Brad Delp swinging on a record wrecking ball. You have to hear it. It's pretty amazing.
I love it. Now that you actually watched the wrecking ball video like a month after everybody else was talking about, and when we all were talking about it, you were like, you're giving her just what she wants, you know?
Yeah.
But now that
I'm giving her what she wants.
It's all new again.
I know. Everything is like a, that's just like a
wrecking
ball.
Well, that's the brilliance of her promotion is it's incessant.
Timeless.
That the people who can't stand it, when they get tired of talking about it, then the people who can't stand the people who can't stand it will take over.
But now that you watched it, you admit there's something to it. There's something
I did
that
in the beginning. I told you from day one she was a brilliant marketer, but then Spike hated that because he was like, no, I'm going to shut her down by talking about how bad she is. Yeah, how did that work?
It didn't work.
40
well.
Million people joined me in shutting her down.
That's right.
I wonder how Bruce Springsteen feels about that, because if he has any regrets. He put out a great record.
A better song.
Wrecking called Ball. Wrecking Ball?
Yeah, yes. Wrecking Ball. But he didn't swing around on one or anything to get attention. He just put out a
he
good
song.
He did
wear form-fitting jeans.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
For
a
while.
Yeah, and a sweaty shirt.
Yeah.
But that was a song that came and went very fast. And I think it's a better song.
If he'd called it Sweaty Ball, I think he would have done better. Yeah, Pedro.
Oh, you want the isolated vocal track?
First the isolated vocal track and then the brand new Boston song. Here we go.
Out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. Then lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
See, they had to get a girl. They couldn't make another album without Brad Delp. All right, the new album and the press release. Press release does not mention anything. Like, you wouldn't know that Brad Delp had passed away if you had missed it. It says it's 11 tracks with the classic and beloved Boston sound and the latest in the evolution of Tom Scholl's musical artistry. Remember, he's the guy who made the Rockman to make the guitar sound. Diverse and cohesive. In other words, every song sounds different, yet they all fit together as one piece of artistry. The long-awaited album has something for everyone. It fulfills the expectations of Boston fans while exposing... The expectation was we were going to have to wait at least 10 years. Scholl says these are songs from the heart, each of them taking many months of effort to write, arrange, perform, and record, always up to the demands of Boston's harshest critic. That was the thing. Tom Scholl could not... finish a song, could not let it out. He kept tweaking and tweaking and tweaking. Mm. The total control freak.
And the album is going to be called Life, Love, and Hope. So I don't know if that's any tribute to Brad. It's certainly an uplifting title.
Yeah, their second album was called Don't Look Back, which was an answer to our Twisted Tune for such a long time. Don't Look Back.
From the album Up Yours, Bob.
They were funny. They called and they were like, we're really tired of hearing that Twisted Tune. And I said, well, give me something better. anyway, you know, when an artist like this puts out an album, these days, Elton John, Ozzy, everybody puts out albums. They don't do well. They don't sell because oldsters just want to hear the hits. They just want to hear the songs they grew up with. They don't accept new song. Paul McCartney's album.
You know, it's that song. I took Darby to movies last weekend. We saw Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's song is in that movie.
He did a movie deal with the song.
Yeah. Kids are, Darby loved that song.
The kids like the song more than Paul McCartney fans.
Yep.
It's interesting. All right. So here it is. And this is not one of the tracks that features Brad Delp. You'll have to buy the album for that. From Life, Love, and Hope. What's the name of this song?
This is called Heaven on Earth. This is the first track on the record.
No.
I don't even think you need to do that, Pedro. I think it's going to do it.
It's going to do it all by itself. Here we go.
He's so proud of himself. Yeah. Look at him.
Oh, this sounds like Boston.
Once I thought life was easy, I thought love would be. I'm all alone.
All right, that's New Boston. Sounds the same as the old Boston, right?
Pretty similar.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, if it had been, if this was 1990, it'd be too, the grunge would be out, right? And it would be too late. But it sounds good. For you collectors, it's almost like a collector classic car when a classic rock artist puts out an album right now.
Well, it's kind of like a reissued car that's a classic chassis sitting on a Volkswagen.
Oh, you know, yeah. What's that car that people drive? The one that looks like a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, a PT Cruiser. Yeah, exactly. It's got the same styling you loved in the early 80s and late 70s.
Very nice. Not. I do like those guys. But they have plenty of money. They get lots of royalties.
And for you true Bostonites, the album cover features the spaceship guitar with the city of Boston on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's all you really care about is the album cover have that spaceship.
718, the new Boston album. 522 is spending so much money, I feel like they're running for governor, the anti-522 people. 522 initiative, this is a nothing election. I mean, a friend of mine is running for dog catcher. That's about it, for me anyway. But there's these initiatives. And 522 is the one as to whether or not we will label our food non-GMO or GMO contains genetically modified, whatever. Genetically modified what? What does it stand for?
I believe it's organism. No?
Is it organisms? Yeah. Yep. That sounds like scary. It sounds like bacteria.
I think anything with an organism ought to be told ahead of time. I'd like to know.
So most of us are pretty sappy, liberally types when it comes to food. Even I am, and I'd like to label to tell me what's in the food. But if you watch your TV at all, then you know this is badly written law. It's unfair. It exempts certain kinds of head cheese or whatever it is.
Right,
that's exempt.
Exactly right.
And why should head cheese be exempt?
Right.
Just to,
yeah. Were they to talk?
Yeah.
And they are spending so much money sidestepping the issue of whether you should have the right to choose on your own label that I think it's going to lose. Are there polls?
The polls are getting closer and closer. It was overwhelmingly people were saying, yes, we want our food labeled.
Yeah, label my food.
But the more millions that get spent to convince you that maybe no is the way to go, the more the polls are indicating people are listening to the ads.
We're actually going to have a live debate on this show on Thursday between Elizabeth Larder, who wants people to vote yes, and Brad Harwood, who wants people to vote no.
They got their names backwards. Someone named Larder should want you to vote
no.
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 I want your cabinets full of stuff that will last.
Well, it's just nice when we don't have to be the ones who are responsible for it. Because if I get one more email from people calling me a crunchy hippie granola type who doesn't know what she's talking about, it's going to be one too many.
Yeah. Why don't you people move to Texas?
Seriously, move to Texas.
You could put people to death at will.
Oh, my God. That's so fun. It's just
but you don't get to label them first.
Yeah. It's just very funny that people are not suspicious of why big business wants to spend so many millions of dollars to not label.
Well, they're protecting the little farmer. I saw her. She's from Eastern Washington. She's got three kids.
I saw her, too.
She's adorable.
She looks so
why
sad.
Should she bear the burden?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one argument that came up yesterday that, you know, they're running the ad like crazy, and is it Ken Eikenberry? I'm not sure who.
Yeah.
Is it Ken Eikenberry that they hired to do this one? It's like,
by the way, Eikenberry's? Mm-hmm. Genetically modified.
Are they really?
They're magically
don't eat
delicious.
Them.
Yeah, one of my favorite cereals, yeah. The Eikenberries.
You've got that wrong.
But he says, you know, look, you're going to have to label your dog food, but not your steak. What kind of stupid bill is this? It's poorly written, and that may be true.
I don't. First off, that's a lie. You know why?
Why?
Because I just said it without any research.
Okay. There you go.
Paid for by citizens for spreading
it. Paid for by people who didn't bother to research.
I think labeling is a great idea, and I'm going to vote yes, but it does sound a little poorly written in that it exempts all kinds of foods and includes others.
Right now, what percentage of food is exempt from labeling?
100.
100.
Right.
Well, all food.
So 100 chances. Let me put it this way. If you were playing Russian roulette with your cancer risk, and you had 100 bullets in the chamber, and someone tried to say, well, don't get that gun. It's still got three bullets in the chamber. Which gun would you take, the one with 100 bullets in the chamber or the one with only 3 out of 100?
If I didn't want bullets?
You'd take the badly written gun.
Right.
Don't even.
Right.
Do I want bullets, though? That's the underlying question. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. You'd prefer the one with no bullets.
I agree that I will be voting yes, but I also agree that, and it's impossible.
You agree that it's written badly. Why? Did you read it?
Not yet. It's sitting on my nightstand.
Because people spent millions of dollars to tell you
so
it was
far.
Written
well,
badly.
Well, I haven't read it yet because I haven't filled out
by
my...
By the way, all laws are written badly.
I know. That's what I was about to say. There hasn't been one yet. Marijuana.
Go to the library next to Shakespeare. See if you see any laws.
This poorly written law argument is like you're on the Titanic and it's sinking, and here comes a lifeboat. Yeah. But that lifeboat doesn't have a water slide.
It doesn't have a water slide.
It's a poorly designed,
poorly
lifeboat.
Patched.
Right. I'm not getting on that lifeboat. I mean, isn't that a...
We're done. Yeah. Okay. We said it. Okay. The problem is saying stuff over and over again is... I'm not doing it until they give me millions of dollars.
No.
Yeah, why aren't we benefiting?
Well, are we getting paid?
At least give me some broccoli or something.
Are we getting some benefit? Frankly, you know, a lot of times when we take a break, I go and work or something, so I'm not sure how much ad dollars have come our way on this deal.
Oh, are they buying any ads on our
TV.
Station?
I think I heard a couple, yeah.
Yeah. Then get the fight going.
Both sides. Stoke it up.
Anyway, here's the thing, because I'm with you guys on this. I could argue the other side. I would argue it differently. I would say, even though I don't trust people whose business it is to make me addicted to their food and packaging, and I know they do it primarily with salt, sugar, and fat, because instinctively, the more of those you can pump into my taste buds with all kinds of emulsifiers. And the other way they do it, the other things food companies do that I don't trust is they make more money the longer their food lasts on a shelf. So the more preservatives they put in it, the better. I mean, I'd like all of this stuff. I'd like a terrorism alert warning on all the food, like red foods that are going to kill you would be red, orange, and then the closer to green, the more you should eat it, right? Yeah. I would love that, a food terrorist label.
Threat level.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing that the food companies do is the more uniform they can make a vegetable, the more attractive they can make it, almost like a hooker. The more they can
dress it up.
The more makeup they can put on that vegetable.
Put some pineapple musk on it so that nobody smells what it really is.
Nobody smells what it really smells like. That thing's been around.
It has been around. It's been dirty and used.
And so the more they can make the vegetables look perfect, the more you're going to buy them. They don't care whether they're good for you or not.
They want them to look waxed and shiny. And
I had an organic papaya in Hawaii. And next to it were these perfect-looking papayas. They look like supermodels, these papayas. Mm-hmm. But the organic one, kind of a little misshapen, had some warts and welts on it.
Shrivelly little guy.
Yeah, better for you, I think. Now, here's the thing. If I were arguing the other side, I would say, nobody's proven there's anything wrong with this food. And you know what? That's the only argument that makes sense. There is no definitive proof of any harm from genetically modified organisms. Listen to me arguing for the other side. In fact, you could prove that this kind of factory farming has saved millions of lives in various countries by feeding people in mass quantities that would not be possible with traditional farming. All we're asking for, just give us a label.
How about a label?
Just a label.
That's it. Don't stop doing
because
what you're doing. It's great.
Just like there are people who are gay, there are people who want to eat gay food. And this is kind of...
We just want to label the gays.
I don't
mean
a
that's
gay.
All right. We want to label the gays.
No, there's people who want to choose... You follow me on this.
Totally.
You're the man.
There are people who want to choose an alternate lifestyle of food.
Right.
So
just let them make a choice.
If your canola oil is a transvestite, we want to know. Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
Exactly. Well, no. What I'm saying is, look... You granola types, and you are, and I'm sure you shave your pits maybe, but I don't know, and I'm not going to check. it's not part of our process for bringing in a free agent here on the
show. I thought we were going to check at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah. I want to measure your hands, though, after that Russell Wilson breath. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. If people want to eat a certain way because of their – even their convictions and feelings, give them a chance to eat that way.
Yeah.
Label the stuff. You big businesses are making tons of money on this incredibly efficient farming. We don't want to put you out of business. If you have a case that nothing is wrong with these genetically modified organisms, why not make it?
Yeah.
I just made it.
Yeah, let's do it.
It feeds millions of people, and you have no proof. Say it. You know why they don't say it?
Why?
Because just like Miley Cyrus, they'd be helping the cause of the genetically modified people by saying how bad their argument is. They don't want us to have a discussion about it. The word of the day winner is on. What was the word?
I guess you'll find out.
Steve, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Steve.
Did you hear that interview with Ray and Dave Davies recently?
No.
As it turns out, Lola from the famous song was a transvestite.
Oh. Transvestite. Good one. Yeah.
And I thought you were just helping me along with the joke.
I was also helping you.
All right, Steve, you have won a pair of Grand Taste passes for the 5th anniversary of the Taste of Tulalip for Saturday, November 9th, my favorite wine event of the entire year. Go to tasteoftulalip.com.
Wow, that sounds great.
Thank you very much. It's okay for an NBA player to be fast when driving the lane on a basketball court, but they shouldn't be fast on I-5. Someone just got caught, listen to this, for double the speed limit. That either has to be 120 or 140.
Almost double, just a hair under.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. It's time to spend life in the fast lane. 95.7 KJR wants to send you to cheery old England for the History of the Eagles Tour. And all you have to do is text to win. Listen weekdays at 9, noon, 3, and 5 for your keyword. Text it in and you could win $1,000 instantly and be qualified to be front row for the Eagles on the trip of a lifetime.
Life in the fast lane.
It's Life in the Fast Lane with 95.7 KJR.
Support brought to you by Sears Auto Center.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 53. Tonight, clouds low down to 37, and then tomorrow we'll see clouds with rain with a high of 54.
When you think Sears Auto Center, think convenience. Come in today and find convenient deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Get to Sears Auto Centers today or call 1-800-DieHard to learn more. See store for details.
November is all about great entertainment at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. Check out Danny Quintero as he brings a taste of Vegas to the Cabana Bar and Lounge on select Wednesdays at 7 p.m. If you enjoy the music of old Vegas from performers like Frank Sinatra, Wayne Newton, Tony Bennett, and Tom Jones, then you're going to love Danny. Monday night is football night in Club Galaxy. Watch your favorite teams battle it out on the gridiron while enjoying a hot dog, chips, and select beverage for only $5, with kickoff starting at 5:30 p.m. If boxing is your sport, don't miss Pacquiao versus Rios, televised live in Club Galaxy and the banquet rooms on Saturday, November 23rd. The action starts at 6 p.m., so get there early because seating is limited. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com, then enjoy a great evening out at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
When your plans are obliterated.
I want s'mores, Mommy. S'mores.
We can't make s'mores in the garage, sweetie. We'll be at the campground soon. If Mommy can get her keys out of the locked car.
And your sanity is slipping.
Are we going yet? How about now? Are we going now? How about now?
Only one superhero is up to the task. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
the AAA guy?
Okay, he's no Clark Kent. But he is from Kent. That counts for something, right?
And the AAA guy will free your keys so you can get to your campsite and vanquish those marshmallows!
Yay!
AAA guy, I love you!
He gets that a lot. For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
This Halloween, find everything you need in one stop at Fred Meyer. From spooky costumes and decor to everyone's favorite candies at frightfully good prices. Right now, save big on Halloween costumes. They're all on sale. Find the great selection of decorations for your Halloween party. And there's nothing scarier than running out of candy. So stock up on sweets for the little ghouls and goblins. Have a happy Halloween and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
I'm Chris Urquhart, U.S. Army retired and a Navy Federal Credit Union member. And this is my heaven. Use my Navy Federal Visa Signature Flagship Rewards card to buy this Robin. You earn 2 points for every dollar spent. Guess I owe Navy Federal a few fish, huh?
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
How can sedation dentistry help me?
If going to the dentist is one of your greatest fears, you need to know you're not alone. I'm Dr. Mark Cajano with Seattle's Best Smiles, and I treat people just like you who want to change their dental health but are afraid. I simply give you a small pill, and while you are relaxed and comfortable, I can correct years of painful and embarrassing problems. Experience sedation dentistry once, and you will never be afraid to go to the dentist again.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466 or visit mysedationvisit.com.
How efficient is Dragon speech recognition software? Well, you're listening to the sound of 20 pigeons we trained to type in unison, and they're still not as fast as using your voice with Dragon to write documents, email, search the web, or really anything with the exception of eating crusts of bread. So if you aren't good at typing or have a disability, you can now easily write, do research, and more just by talking. And when you're done, Dragon won't stay in the room, cooing incessantly. Find Dragon at Amazon, Staples, and Best Buy, or see the latest offers at GetDragon.com.
I'm Jeffrey Hattori with Nikkei Concerns. Families trust us to provide skilled nursing care and other services to their loved ones. And we know that taking care of our employees helps them be at their best for our residents. Working with Regions helps us provide high-quality health benefits to our team at a cost that lets us do other things to accomplish our mission. You can't ask for a better business partner than that.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Snoqualmie Casino is turning 5, so shift your plans into fifth gear and take home your fair share of cars, cash, and more for Snoqualmie Casino's 5th anniversary celebration. We're giving away 5 brand new Chevys, 5 motor scooters, and 50 grand in cash prizes now through November 6th. The more times you play, the more chances you have to win. Visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Seattle's closest, Snoqualmie Casino.
I'm Diane, and this is my Sterling Bank story. Real estate's not a 9-to-5 job. I work nights, weekends, whenever people need me. Customer service doesn't punch a time clock. My clients' dreams and my reputation are on the line every time. So I choose my partners carefully, like Paul. He's a banker at Sterling. Of course, I always give my clients a choice of banks, but when they choose to work with Paul at Sterling, as they almost always do, I breathe a sigh of relief. This is the biggest investment of my clients' lives. I know Paul's right there with them. Knowledgeable, responsible, creative, and a work ethic that just won't quit. Reputation is everything in this business, and Paul's is as good as it gets.
Manage your account, pay bills, even deposit checks on the go with mobile banking from Sterling Bank. Available to customers currently enrolled in personal online banking. Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This report brought to you by Discount Tire.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We did have a stalled semi I-5 northbound approaching 272nd Federal Way. It's been all clear, but the backup does stretch out towards Highway 18. We've also still got some really heavy traffic southbound I-5 making your way into Linwood all the way down into Shoreline. Ever to Seattle taking you about 72 minutes right now. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, also a stop-and-go commute.
Discount Tire has winter tires at the lowest prices in stock. Winter tires safely grip the road when temperatures drop below 45 degrees. Use our credit to purchase any set of 4 winter tires and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Discount Tire. Your journey starts here.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Hawk and Roll is on. Text this word now for your chance at tickets for this weekend's game.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hawks versus Tampa Bay. The word is receiver. Text the word receiver right now to 52309. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, or any sporting event or concert, log into VenueKings.com. Text that word right now to 52309. 95.7 KJR, good morning. It's 737. Is that what you flew? I guess it probably is.
A couple of times, 737s, 727s, DC-8s, 747s, and Gulfstreams.
Been on everything. All right. It is 737. Today's Tuesday, the 29th October, just about Halloween. A listener of ours that sent us an email last week, we invited into the show because she has some cool stories to tell, but also she is something we all look up to. She is a Costco sample lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Praise her with great praise.
Yes. Dana is, do you want to say which Costco?
There are all the Costcos. We actually have to do a two-year roadshow until they decide if we get shelf space.
Is this like becoming McDonald's, Ronald McDonald? You have to go to Costco Sample Lady School and you do Costco Sample Lady classes?
Well, we had the person that owned the company come in and train us for a couple of weeks, and then he's just kind of left us on our own. So we're kind of independent contractors.
Right. Is it a feeling of power putting out those little cut squares of whatever piece of pie it is and knowing that people are like lurking around the corner for them?
It's, you know what? It's like, it's kind of like a piranha tank. I mean, you kind of, yeah. kind of
Thank
wait,
you. Yeah.
you know, you kind of wait to put them out there because all the kids will just come up and snatch everything while their parents are shopping.
And right. the old people.
Yes.
Old people you got to watch out for. I got elbowed out of the way the other day by a woman.
An all-time high for Costco. I know. It's
Who's the worst? Like, do you have a picture of Joe saying, do not let this guy keep coming back?
I usually come from the back, so they don't see me coming.
Does do people sneak you? Around the back? And
yeah, like, try to reach over.
What's the
you know,
most
it's
times
called the reach around.
Yeah, yeah. you've ever seen Joe grab the same thing in a store? Or someone like Joe?
Well, they do circle, and you know they keep coming around, and they'll wait. They'll watch you from afar, and then they'll come back and swoop in again.
Yeah, and they think maybe you forgot about them, but you
yeah,
know, you no, know
and it's like, haven't I seen? Aren't you into me for a case of butter now?
Do you say that to them?
Yeah,
you're, we oh, do. So you're the sassy
We're
sample
bad.
Lady.
Sassy
and butter's your deal, right? I mean, you're
it
all
is
about
right
the butter.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute, you specialize?
Yeah,
you don't do like M&Ms one day and fruit bars.
It's
the next?
All about
We're
the butter.
A road show.
Oh, let me see the butter. Toss me some butter.
No.
Go ahead, toss it.
They'll catch it.
Throw it for
really?
You can do it, Dana. Throw it.
Okay, now, Bob, you have to wave.
She could also replace Rick the peanut guy.
See, the way Costco works is they'll let you in with your Persian rugs or whatever for just a little while. And if you
know what? I got a Persian rug sample, and it's too small for me to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the barbecues or the special products. And this is a butter that if she can sell enough of this butter, then it'll get into
a
Costco
shelf.
Permanent.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that how you get your product into Costco?
Yeah. Have you guys seen Shark Tank?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not involved with Shark Tank, but I call it the Costco Shark Tank because we have to tour for 2 years until Costco decides if they're going to give us shelf space. I call it the Costco Shark Tank because after 2 years, they decide if we're our numbers
so are good. Other grocery chains go out and buy products to put on their shelves. Costco makes you jump for them through hoops and prove that people will buy your product by you leaving out samples.
Yes.
And if the people respond to the samples enough and buy the product, then Costco says it's worth shelf space.
That's correct.
And so do you just represent Chef Shammy Gourmet Garlic Shammy. Butter with real...
Huh? Shammy. Shammy.
Shammy. Shammy is something I wipe my car with.
Exactly.
I know, delicious.
I was teasing the it's his son-in-law that trained us in, and I was saying, aren't you the cloth that cleans the car?
Oh, no, it should be Shammy butter.
Okay, well.
Because you could do things with Shammy butter that you would be ashamed of.
Hey, whatever you want to call it, as long as
wow.
you buy it.
As long as you buy it. All right. So Chef Shammy Gourmet Garlic Butter with real Parmesan cheese and basil.
Yes.
Perfect for pasta and any Italian dish. Garlic mashed potatoes. For easier spreading, let's stand at room temperature. That's I know that.
Soften that shame up,
So, and like us on Facebook. It says right on the butter. You know, this is what Facebook was invented for.
Like butter.
Liking butter.
Facebook, yeah.
So, you use this product yourself.
I do. Mm. I like it on popcorn.
Ah.
Yeah, air pop popcorn.
And you got a variety.
And grilled asparagus and fish.
Right there, buddy.
Okay.
That's the one.
Honey butter with real honey?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
From real bees.
So, what an interesting life, Dana, you have had. Because we were talking about, what exactly again?
We're talking about the very, very, very rich using their money to hire people just to hang out with them.
Right.
Sometimes for completely platonic reasons.
I remember now. You were talking about porn stars. How they would fly them to Arab sheiks.
That's a degree of it. That's an extreme version of it. But there are people who just are hired for their companionship because they're beautiful people or famous people.
By the way, Joe's companionship for sale.
Mm-hmm.
As is anybody in the media, I think.
No,
you're not for sale. You don't go.
Companion for free with people I want to be with.
No, okay. Well, not me.
Me neither.
Mine is for sale.
So you'd be hired for a party.
Sure.
You'd fly. If an Arab sheik offered to fly you to Dubai or Saudi to hang with him, you wouldn't be suspicious. You'd go. Should he go, Dana?
Yeah, if somebody invited you, you would have fun for sure. and I don't think you'd have to perform any sexual favors.
But for that kind of money, they write the rules. You'd have to wear a loincloth, carry a palm frond, and stand in the sun and block this guy, shade him, feed him grapes.
That's the good thing about me. When people look at me,
they don't want any sexual favors.
They don't think sexual favors right off the bat.
That is a good thing. Yeah. Brought to you by State Farm.
Yeah. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance.
Right.
So
no one thinks of sex when they
look at you. Back when you were a flight attendant, did they call them stewardesses?
They called us air hostesses because
air hostesses.
Most of the people that were hired were out of Europe, the flight attendants, the flight crew, and a few of us Americans snuck in.
Okay, and you're pretty young. This wasn't that long ago,
I'm
right?
I'm 53.
You don't look 53.
Thank you.
She really does.
No.
She rubs this honey butter all over her head.
The honey butter.
Really,
I bathe in it.
Defies the age.
Yeah. Okay. Because you sent actually a picture of you as a flight attendant and a picture of you now. And I was like, so it's the same person. A lot of times people change dramatically. And I mean that just in a kind way, not a flirty way.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
Unless you look to Joe.
Go on.
Look
go
to Joe
on.
For that.
And for a sample lady, I mean.
For a sample lady, you look pretty good, Joe says.
Yeah, amazing.
Because some of those sample ladies are pretty ragged.
Only one. You only get one.
You do go like this sometimes because people are around. You do have to block them, which is kind of. It seems kind of rude.
It's weird. Do they teach you blocking tech?
We learn it from the Costco ladies.
Okay. Now, I may want more than one sample just because I'm really not quite sure and I'm pretty sure I might buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a whole bag full of it there for you to try.
Butter. You brought a bag of butter.
I think it's confusing what we're talking about here. Are we talking about airline flight hostesses or are we talking about butter?
Butter hostesses.
Okay.
We
need to just stick
so tell
to
me
one.
What airline did you work for? Can you say?
I worked the commercial airline I only worked for 1 year was Gulf Air and I was based in Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah.
And you were and this is like 20 years ago or so.
Yeah, 1984. I got a job with them, 85.
And so they hired you as a air hostess.
An air hostess.
And what did they tell you your job was?
Well, that was not a private plane. That's a commercial airliner. So we did everything commercial flight attendants would do. And I've got a weird
So you're professionally
picture.
Trained flight attendants.
Is this the picture where you were? This is you training for the emergency landing procedure.
That's a weird picture.
That's a very weird picture,
he's gay, by the way. And we just thought it would be really funny in the Paris Hilton where we used to stay to make that picture.
At the Paris Hilton? There is a Paris Hilton.
There really is. Three people can stay there at once.
That's who I thought of when I saw this picture.
Well, Gulf Air was the commercial airline, and I worked there for a year, and then I came back to the States, and I got hired on by a company here. to work on their private
plane. And we don't want to mention the name of that. They still exist?
Yeah, they do.
And this was a private jet.
Well, it's a corporate jet. It was used for business. And
what
you know,
kind of business?
Monkey business.
Let's see. Wood.
There was wood.
Wood. The tree-growing people?
Tree-growing people, yes.
No.
Yeah, and also people from the steel mill. People that developed the steel mill.
And so they would fly.
They work on a. That's their taxi.
Back and forth. Were they selling wood to the Middle East?
No. I came back here. I worked for them. I did some contract work for some other companies. And then I went back to work in Saudi for a company called Saudi Aramco. And I'll mention
that. All right. That's the one that we want to talk about. Because you basically said they bought a plane load. No?
Not Saudi. I worked there.
Let's just make it anonymous, the one that bought the plane load.
Okay.
We're not going to say who it was.
I can say because I don't care. And it's, you know, you can find it online. I worked for the Sultan of Brunei and the Sultan of Oman.
I've been on his boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you have to do?
Which boat?
I had to polish the elephant foot floor. They have a dance. You remember this. On the Sultan of Brunei's boat. There's a dance hall, and you know how floor would have various kinds of wood and or tile and things? They had a design of the ivory of elephants' feet. How many seriously, they would get elephants, they would cut off their feet, and they would polish up the, like a
pads,
log, like a thing, and they would, the elephant foot pads, and I didn't polish them, really, but I got on that boat, and I saw that, and I went... And this was in the 80s, so we hadn't really thoroughly, you know, communicated that it's probably not good to kill an elephant just for a few piano keys yet. But I was disgusted by it.
Yeah.
And strangely intrigued. But I remember back then, even on the boat, there was lots of female companionship available. If you're a sultan, I mean, it's got to be pretty easy.
What were you doing there?
Yeah.
Whatever they wanted.
You know what? That was so long ago.
Are we talking about butter? Or what are we talking about?
Before my sobriety.
You were spinning records, right?
Yes.
Right.
It was parked. It was a media thing. It was parked in the Bay. What do they call the Inner Harbor?
Inner Harbor, Baltimore.
And you probably remember this. Yeah. It was parked in the Inner Harbor, and it was a big news story.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, media, I got to go on there. Like, some media guys would go on and take a picture.
I see.
There was no late party. Although, back then... It's a good thing I wasn't invited.
No joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I only worked there for 3 months. I got kicked out of Brunei.
And tell me why you got kicked out.
Because I wouldn't sleep with the passengers. But I did carry the prostitutes around. We had a smaller plane, and we used to call them the KFC runs.
The KFC run? Why? What does KFC stand for?
Chicken finger licking good. And they had several.
Hold on, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Don't try too hard.
So, in other words, this is a boatload of breasts and thighs.
Yeah, but
for good. A plane load of breasts and thighs.
An air bucket of breasts and thighs.
It's an air bucket.
Yeah.
And so they used to fly on a separate plane.
Yes, we would follow behind the Airbus in a Gulfstream with the KFC.
Would these girls come from the States and fly all the way over to Brunei, or where would they find them at?
They, they had modeling agencies. They had one in L.A., I believe, and then, you know, places all over the world. They were all different nationalities, and they were, surprisingly, I thought they would be, like, model-esque. And they were just, you know, normal-looking
ordinary
women.
Average girls next door.
Couldn't wear any makeup. And
the sultans did not like makeup?
I guess not. Mm. I mean, I guess they didn't want it all over their clothes or something.
I see.
They're against the animal testing.
Yeah.
They'll treat women horribly, but they love the bunnies.
Love animals.
Love the bunnies over there.
So, wow, fascinating. And at the time, did you have, like, a boyfriend at home and all this? And did some of this shock you, or...?
Let's see. I did like someone I met when I was working through the Gulf War. And, I liked him. But, it didn't matter. He found another girlfriend even in the 3 months I was gone. So, whatever.
So So you take off on this thing. And you're like Mary Tyler Moore. You're going to make it after all. You're going to see the world. And then you saw the world. And what did you think when you realized that? Because a lot of us, never get to see that that huge amount of power. I mean, we sort of suspect and we know when you have that kind of power, it maybe is a little corrupting and you can buy whatever you want. But
well, you do get jaded when you work for these people. You think, oh, I can afford the Chanel bag or, you know, on a $3,000 a month salary. Right. No. They did. We got a lot of gratuities. So that was kind of the perk of working for
like
people
gratuities,
like that. Tips.
Oh, like, money, cash.
Yeah, cash.
In dollars or in something you'd have
in,
to...
In, what was it, Brunei? Was it reals?
What's their currency?
I can't remember now.
In Brunei, Eric? Eric can, Eric can make change in any
Brunei.
Country
well, it's
in the world.
The ringgit is in Malaysia. Could it have been ringgit?
I don't think. I don't know if it was. It seems like it was reals.
But you would, but they would give you a tip, and then you would go to the window and find out how much it was.
Yeah. Mm. It was usually around $3,000 each.
Oh, for a flight?
Yeah.
And you were, and you weren't putting out.
No.
Wow.
No.
Imagine it. Imagine.
All the crew. The,
now
the
would
captains,
you go, Bob? Huh? Now would you go?
No.
The but, pilots and the flight attendants and the flight engineer would all get $3,000 each.
Wow.
I know.
Now,
it was a lot.
Did you? So you have principles. That's a,
yeah.
That's so admirable.
Oh, really? Well, sometimes I think now that I'm poor and, you know.
Yeah, you're a Costco sample lady
butter.
Fighting to keep those cheese squares with butter on them.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I would have said yes, you know, because it happened in the Middle East.
You actually do
times.
Think about that occasionally.
Yeah, when I'm broke. It's
like you could have met the one cool Saudi prince.
I could have had a flat in Mayfair. You know,
I want to take you away from all of this.
Or a flat knee.
I want you to polish my camel.
Yes.
Did you ever meet Michael Jackson or any of our celebrities that are renowned for hanging out over in that part of the neighborhood?
No. I just heard about celebrities going over there. I never saw any. Brunei was the most flamboyant, I would say, as far as just. Who would come in for...
Now, you saw the Sultan himself.
I never met him.
You never saw him?
Or Prince Jeffrey, his brother. I flew his three wives. Not all...
He had three
on the
wives.
Same, yeah. Not all... They both have a bunch of wives and concubines.
Have you had any husbands?
Never.
Never had one, huh?
Lots of boyfriends.
A boyfriend.
Lots of boyfriends.
Oh, you had
I
a boyfriend.
I gave it away for free.
But when you got out of that and lived here.
No.
Huh.
No.
Do you think that that attitude turned you off maybe a little bit?
You
made
mean
you
my...
suspicious of guys in general?
Possibly, yeah. Hmm. Possibly. I think I've always been suspicious.
I mean, the more you
men.
Know about guys, the more you'd want to be a lesbian, right? I mean,
that's what it says.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
The more you know. It's a campaign. I've seen
straight.
It on TV.
Yeah. I'm straight. You know, I've thought about it, but no, you know, if you are what you are.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
You could borrow each other's shoes, though, which would be pleasant.
Helpful.
Very helpful.
Wow, so yes. Fascinating. And I'm sure that still goes on.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it does, too. I think they're a little bit... I mean, Prince Jeffrey got busted for his behavior. A former Miss America went over there for a contract to perform. And
she was going to sing her talent competition.
Right.
She was singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow. And when you say perform, you'd put quotation marks.
Perform.
Wow. Miss America, a former Miss America.
She complained. Yeah. She complained that they have a house, a mansion. It's house number 5. And they all the girls that they do 3-month contracts and they make $20,000 a month. Or this is
this
how
is
much
like
they
the Playboy mansion, though, isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I guess. I
so
mean,
like
I have
one of,
in the
being
Playboy
one of Hef's
mansion.
Three wives or whatever.
Right.
I mean, what do you think
well,
about
yes.
it? Hef is basically a sultan.
He's a, yeah.
So they get paid $20,000 a month to live there and just hang out and be available?
Yes.
Do they have a large pool?
I never saw. I never saw any of the mansions. It's just like a big.
Yeah. But you so wisely chose. Not to get into
yeah.
That.
I was told one day we were in London and I have friends in London and I was out the door to go have dinner and my pilot stopped me and he said, "You've got to go to a party." And this it wasn't one of those
you have to go.
Parties. It was more of the paid friend kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was Prince Bahar's 11th birthday and we were staying at the Dorchester and they rented out the ballroom. And I said, "I'm not going to go to the party. I'm not doing that." And he said, "You'll make a lot of money because they tip all the people that come to the party too, £1,500. So that's another that was
$3,000.
Holy cow!
Yeah, And so
for
I
a
said,
kids
what?
Party,
look,
11.
Do you see the look on Joe's face right now?
That's their goodie bag. We give like little, I mean, you know, little.
He goes
candy,
to the muckle
little
shoot. He makes a few bills, but
right.
Well,
I'm going to need you to make balloon animals today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah, they had like people performing, and then it was really weird because his mother sat at a table with a microphone and did karaoke all night. So, you know, and then these really crazy games like the spoon with the water or what, just kid games because he was 11 years
old. He's 11 years old. Okay.
And I said, I don't want to go.
By the
to
way,
this.
I was warned that Dana would be very shy.
Yes.
When
yes.
she got here.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
No. That's okay. You're fine.
That's great. Dana, thank you. That's fascinating stuff. Dana, hang out. She's our backstage pass guest today.
Thank you.
Which player did almost double the speed limit on I-5? It was a Portland Trailblazer. Blazing a trail.
Driving the lane.
Brand new Porsche. You had to try it out.
At 107 miles per hour.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Walgreens.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound I-5 through Federal Way, definitely starting to clear out. We had that earlier stalled semi that really kind of messed up the commute through Federal Way, but it looks like the congestion is really starting to dissipate. Northbound I-5, though, is pretty packed from Boeing Access Road all the way up to the Convention Center. Southbound I-5 also still slow, approaching the I-5 405 split in Linwood. Making your way through Shoreline, you'll see that heavy crowding. It looks like ever to Seattle, 76 minutes.
This Halloween, Walgreens makes it easy to find all your favorite snack size candy, like Snickers bars and Reese's peanut butter cups, for only $1.99 with card. Swing by today because Halloween is just around the corner, and so is Walgreens.
From the British invasion to the digital revolution, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s are on 95.7 KJR.
You know what's better than Xfinity Internet? Xfinity Internet and Xfinity TV. You know what's even better than that? Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice. If you've never tried Xfinity voice in your home, if you're still using plain old telephone service, you have no idea what it feels like to be able to call coast to coast for free anywhere in the United States of America. It's great. Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't make a long-distance call? Forget that. Nothing's a long-distance call. And the incredible offer that's on right now, you can get for $19.99 each per month for 6 months, internet, TV, and voice. Bundle at least two, or you can bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY to get online today, to get your home phone, to get your Xfinity with On Demand. And with On Demand, you get the most free choices. You can watch anytime, anywhere, and stream online to your PC, tablet, or smartphone. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
So in a nutshell, don't boil the ocean, just peel back the onion, get granular, and go gangbusters. Capiche?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
When the rubber meets the road, take a deeper dive, cast a wider net, and check the bandwidth in your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
Now, that's the $64,000 question.
A U.S. Bank Business Quick Loan offers rates as low as 2.99% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more. So you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
So think outside the box. The scenery only changes for the lead dog.
Call U.S. banker Chris Hales at 206-344-4261 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's on the table?
The 800-pound gorilla.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is.